Face it when you want it, face it when you don't want it. Face it when you like it, face it when you don't like it. But face the truth.
And Dr. Tony Evans says not just any truth will do.
There's only one infinite absolute source, and that's God, so he's the only one who can be absolutely true every time about everything.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. If you've ever tried to hold a beach ball underwater, you know that no matter how hard you try, it's going to pop to the surface sooner or later. Today, Dr. Evans will explain why God's absolute truth works the same way, no matter how hard some people try to suppress it. Let's join him.
The Bible declares in James chapter 4, verse 12, that there is only one lawgiver. Only one. And that our judgments are to be made in light of the one lawgiver. Because absolute truth, let me repeat it, must have an absolute source. And there's only one infinite absolute source, and that's God. So he's the only one who can be absolutely true every time about everything. The reason that the wrath of God is revealed, we'll explain that in a moment, against the suppression of the truth, is because verse 19 says, that which is known about God is evident within them, for God has made it evident to them. He's talking about your conscience. That men are born with a truth regulator, a smoke detector, if you will. That's why you just innately know some things are wrong. You just innately know it. Because you are built with a conscience. But what suppression of the truth does is it warps the conscience. Romans 2:15 says, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts automatically accusing or defending them. Meaning, your conscience makes you feel guilty. The wrath of God is revealed. The word wrath refers to God's just retribution against sin. Wrath is God's just retribution against sin. The wrath of God is revealed. He is not talking about hell. He's talking about history. Is revealed. Not will be revealed. Is revealed right now. What you are seeing is the wrath of God on display. What you are seeing now in our world, in our lives, is the wrath of God on display. Now, I call this the passive wrath of God as opposed to the active wrath of God. Let me explain what I mean. In the Old Testament, you have the active wrath of God. In other words, fire and brimstone coming from heaven, Sodom and Gomorrah. You had a flood. The whole earth was flooded. The active wrath of God. He directly did it. The earth opened up, Korah and his family swallowed up in the earth. He directly did it. The death of Jesus Christ shifted God's relationship to the world. So the Bible says, because of the death of Jesus Christ, the world was reconciled to him. So a shift took place, praise God, because of the cross. There is a shift that occurs with Christ in history and his substitute on the cross. But because God must be just, his wrath still must be expressed, but now it's done differently. You don't see heaven opening up. You don't see fire and brimstone falling on cities. You don't see that, okay? But you see something, and he describes it three times. Let's look at the three levels of God's wrath. Verse 24. Therefore, God gave them over, verse 26. For this reason, God gave them over, verse 28. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over. So the wrath of God today is when God gives you over. Amen. That's the wrath of God. He gives you over. That is, he releases you to life without him. He lets you go your own way. He frees you up from his influence and control. He says, you don't want me? You don't have to have me. And I'm going to let you see what life looks like without me. That is the passive wrath of God when he turns you over. It's like having a dog on a leash that keeps pulling because it doesn't want to be on the leash, and you let the leash go so he's free to do what he wants to do. It is when God says, okay, you don't want the boundaries of my truth, then I will let you live your life independently of me. Because you want to be independent, some of you have had teenagers like this or been teenagers like this. You didn't want the boundaries. My oldest grandson, Jackson, is my oldest grandson, and I just was on the phone saying goodbye to him as he's off to college. Okay, he's off to Liberty University to play football and all excited. I said, Jackson, are you excited to be going to college? He says, I can't wait. I said, Jackson, why are you so excited to go to college? He says, no more rules. I got to be in at 10 o'clock. I got to be in at 11 o'clock. No more rules. Okay. Now, hopefully, he got enough leash on him over these 18 years. But the point is, God says, if you don't want me, okay, I'm going to let the leash go. Let's see how you make out without me. So what happens? You've suppressed the truth because you don't like the rules. It's like the lady who had never seen a mirror before. She'd never seen a mirror. She'd never seen what she looks like. And a missionary came and knocked a mirror up on the tree so that finally she could see what she looked like. She came and she looked in the mirror. When she looked in the mirror, she took the mirror off the tree and smashed it because she didn't want to face the reality that the mirror was showing. We want to smash God because we don't like what he shows us, even though it's true.
Amen.
So what's the first level of the wrath of God? He turned them over, verse 24, to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchange the truth of God for a lie. The first expression of God's wrath is deceptive desires. His wrath means you will begin to want things that you shouldn't want or want them at a level you shouldn't want them.
Amen.
Your desires will rule you. Instead of you ruling your desires and telling your desires what to do, your desires will begin to boss you around. And that's what happens with addictions. Usually addictions start off as a desire you control. But once the wrath of God sets in because you've denied the truth, the desire is telling you now, we're going to drink all day. It's telling you now, we're going to be immoral all the time. It's telling you now we're going to be a drug addict all the time. Why? Because once the truth is rejected, the desire takes over. Now, all of us face the challenges of illegitimate desires. We all face the temptations. The Bible talks about that. That is to be expected. But he's talking about when it is now in charge. It's ruling you. It's controlling you. Now, we've got sophisticated psychological terms for it today. God calls it his wrath.
Dr. Evans will have more insights in just a moment. First, though, you can dig even deeper into today's subject with the help of Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Values. It'll help you put what you're learning about God's truth to work as you build a more Christ-centered character. Rather than conforming to our crumbling culture, you learn how to develop integrity, authenticity, compassion, accountability, and more. Discover how to experience real change, not just for yourself, but for the people you care about and influence. Contact us today and let us send you a copy of Kingdom Values. It's yours when you make a contribution to help us keep the alternative coming your way each day. But that's just the beginning. Along with the book, you'll get all 8 full-length messages in Tony's current series, Returning to the Truth. You can get the details and make the arrangements instantly at tonyevans.org or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message right after this.
Impactful, amazing, intense, thought-provoking. That's how just a few students describe their experience since enrolling in the Tony Evans Training Center. The best part is, the Training Center is wherever you and your online connection are. Going beyond a Sunday sermon, these compelling Bible study courses take a much deeper look at Scripture, the Bible's writers, social issues of today, and so much more. Log on today to learn more at TonyEvansTraining.org. TonyEvansTraining.org. Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
Second level, verse 26. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own person the due penalty of their error. Level 2 is unnatural sexual behavior. That which is against the created order. The desire for that. This is the only sin I am aware of that's called an unnatural sin. There are a lot of sins, but he says that which is against nature. So if it's against nature, it means it's against how you were made. Now, I know this is a sensitive topic. I know that we live in a world of, but my job is to tell the truth, not make folks just feel good. Now, having said that, sin has affected people negatively. And people need love and compassion and to be worked with, because sometimes it's not even their fault. Some people are abused. Some people are misused. I mean, there are a lot of factors. But if you're going to fix it, you must start with the truth. But what we want to do is we want to make people comfortable with a lie. He says, this is the unfolding of wrath. But that's not the worst one. The first two are bad enough. Here's the worst one. The worst one is verse 28. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer. They wanted to get rid of God because they're suppressing the truth. God gave them over to a depraved mind. So the first one was deceptive desires. The second one was degrading passions. But now the third one is a depraved mind. In other words, you've gone crazy. You have lost your mind. Verse 32, and although they know the ordinance of God and those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. You've lost your mind when evil is approved. when you say nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with that. And when you pass laws to justify it. So I'd like to suggest America has lost its mind. And unfortunately, a bunch of Christians have lost their minds with it. Because they have abandoned the truth. And what they don't understand is when you abandon the truth, you're under the wrath. You're under the judgment. Now, the problem is when you hear a sermon like this, a truth like this, it can make you squirm. Because you may raise the question, well, am I under the wrath? How do I get out of this wrath? Because it's not that God is doing it to you. He's releasing it for you to do it to yourself. The passive wrath of God. What do I do? Or not? Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's a loved one. Somebody you care about. Somebody you're passionate for. Because the Bible talks about believers getting stuck, trapped. Because they've wandered from the truth. They've suppressed it so long, they don't even recognize it anymore. He talks about the fact that they no longer want to keep the knowledge of God. So we're in a major crisis here because now the church is being challenged. So we're going to see where the truth churches are because the church is being challenged. The church is being challenged now to suppress the truth with the culture. I hear it all the time. People leaving the word of God to be accepted by the culture. Okay, well, if you want the wrath that the culture is having and is going to get, then you suppress the truth. But what happens if that's your reality? Is there a corrective for the chaos?
Amen.
Let me read Psalm 81. And this psalm concludes with a concept that gives hope. Even if you're in the wrath. Verse 11 says, but my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel did not obey me. So I gave them over to the stubbornness of their heart. That's wrath. To walk in their own devices. I let them loose. Oh, that my people would listen to me. That Israel would walk in my ways. I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. Those who hate the Lord would pretend obedience to him, and their time of punishment would be forever. But I would feed you with the finest of wheat and with honey from the rock. I would satisfy you. Oh, all you got to do is come back. If you will come back to the truth, if you will listen to me, not the culture, not the world, not first the politicians. Yes, we must live in the world. We must react to them. But you stand on the truth. I'm so sad for students today who have to go to universities who are going to be lied to by science. One of the most pagan industries, one of the most necessary ones. And yet one of the most pagan ones has become science. Because in the name of science, they dismiss God and are not able to attach spiritual reality to scientific situations. And that includes COVID. That includes AIDS. That includes environmental climate issues. You say, but that's science. That's not spiritual stuff. No. Let me explain. There's only one goal of science. Let me tell you, the one goal of science, you should all study science, but science only has one goal, to show you how God did what he did. That's all science. You just discovering. You study the Bible, medical science, to find out how God constructed the body. How does the body work? How do we fix things that break down in the body? You study astronomy to see how the stars work and the rotation of the earth around. I mean, you study these things. That's why I love Job chapter 12, verse 7. But now ask the beast and let the beast teach you. Study zoology and the birds of the heaven and let them tell you, or speak to the earth and let it teach you, botanists, okay? And let the fish of the sea declare to you. Well, what all this stuff gonna teach us? Verse 9, who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? Say, study science to learn about God and how God did what he did. He's given that task to us, but he didn't give you all this stuff so you could act like it exists without him. And that's why you don't detach the spiritual from anything. Amen. Spiritual is not church alone. Amen. It's education, it's economics, it's sociology, it's politics. It's all that because God is the source of everything. He says, listen to me. Come back to me.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about God's invitation to come back to him. But accepting that invitation is more than a matter of following a set of rules or living up to a standard of behavior. We're invited to a relationship with a person you can know. The Bible describes Jesus standing at the door of your heart, knocking. Once you let him in, that relationship begins. But what does that mean? How do you do that? Well, Tony would love to tell you. Visit TonyEvans.org today and click on the link that says Jesus. You'll find answers to your questions, a simple prayer that can change your life, and free follow-up resources. Well, if you'd like to have a copy of today's message to review on your own or pass along to a friend, just contact us for details on the title, The Suppression of Truth. Better yet, get this message as a part of Tony's current teaching series, Returning to the Truth. Right now, for a limited time, you can get all 8 messages in this powerful series as our gift, along with his brand new book, Kingdom Values, all in appreciation for your contribution to help us keep this program coming your way. Call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements. It's open around the clock. That's 1-800-800-3222, or visit TonyEvans.org. And while you're there, check out our huge collection of life-building audio, video, and print resources. For a limited time, we are celebrating our ministry's 41st anniversary by offering 41% off practically everything you'll find. So don't wait. Visit TonyEvans.org today before these special offers run out. The addictions and dysfunctions we fall into can tie us up in so many knots it feels like we could never break free. But on Monday, Tony will tell us about a surefire escape plan God put together as he teaches on the power of truth. Right now, though, he's back to leave us with a final story for today.
As we close, if you go to the store and you buy a picture frame, there is a generic picture in the frame, something general, something meaningless in the frame, because you buy in the frame. It may be an expensive frame, but what it is framing is meaningless because it's a generic something in there. You only buy the frame because you have a valuable picture to put in it. What the culture has done is taking the framing of God's creation and put man's picture at the center of it, causing the frame to lose its perceived value.
Amen.
But if we ever put God back in the frame, if he's ever the centerpiece for everything.
Amen.
Now, the value for the purchase will have achieved what it was designed to achieve. So the challenge today is don't suppress the truth. Face it when you want it, face it when you don't want it. Face it when you like it, face it when you don't like it. Face it when you wish to embrace it, and face it when you hate to embrace it. But face the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
So help you God.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative. and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.